So this morning we're talking about peace. We've already lit the peace Advent candle. We sang songs about peace. But I want to start the message today by asking you this question of what does peace look like to you? If you could picture perfect peace, what would that look like? This was actually a question that was posed to a group of people long ago. They were asked to submit a picture, a piece of art depicting peace. And the entries came in and they were carefully studied, and it was narrowed down to two. One of these paintings would be the winner of this contest to depict perfect peace. And so the first picture of peace was revealed, and it was much as probably what you would expect. It was a painting of a perfectly still, peaceful, serene lake. Not a ripple on the lake. It was just this clear as glass, you know, painting. And everyone who stood and looked at this painting was just like, wow, yes, that's it. That's what peace is. Looks like it was so clear. It was so perfect. And then they went to reveal the second painting. And as the cover came off and as they saw this painting, there was shock that went through the room. Because what they saw was a painting much like this one that we're going to put up on the screen. Now, this was done later on by an artist named Jack Dawson, who took his inspiration from this story that I'm telling you. But it was a painting much like this, of a fierce storm, of the dark clouds, of the lightning, the wind. You could almost hear it howling, and the waterfall, this raging, loud, powerful waterfall cascading down the cliffside. And people looking at this, how is this a picture of peace? We're confused. But the more that they studied it, the more that they saw. And they zoomed in on one section, and there, right in the middle, was a picture drawn in of a little bird nestled safely in a nest hidden in the cleft of the rock. And as they saw that, with a storm raging all around, and they saw that bird perfectly at peace in the midst of the storm, they got it. They understood, yes, this is a picture of perfect peace. That artist was the one who won the contest. Because, see, he tapped into something that none of the other artists had. And it was this, that peace is not an absence of conflict, but rather it is the security that is found when you find refuge in the midst of the storm. That is peace. For us and for everyone in this world, the message of Christmas is that our peace is found in a person. Our peace is found in the Prince of Peace. Jesus. He is our refuge. He is our safety. He is our Prince of Peace. Now, when the angels came and announced the birth of Jesus, we read of this announcement in the book of Luke, and it was an entire host of angels, like an army of angels, appeared in the sky, and they're announcing the birth of Jesus, and they're saying peace. We're going to read it in a moment, but see, they weren't talking just about a temporary calm. They weren't talking about a warm feeling or what we have come to know as this nice Christmas sentiment of peace. They were announcing the arrival of a person, the one who is peace. And we read of their announcement in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. It says this, "Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" See, the angels were proclaiming that peace had entered the world, and he, the one who is peace, came to be our Savior. So this morning, as we study this idea, this concept of peace, we're going to begin by looking into the book of Romans. Romans is this incredibly rich book written by the Apostle Paul. It's deep in theology and teaching, but also in practice, how we live that out. But we start here because it's in Romans that we see the first way that Jesus came to bring us peace. And the first way is called positional peace with God. So if you're taking notes, our first point is that Jesus gives us peace with God. Because all true peace begins there. And this is what we see at the beginning of the book of Romans. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. He says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That phrase, peace with God, is the foundation for everything else. Because see, before Jesus came, before the angels announced, hey, peace on earth has come, before that day and that moment, we were separated from God by sin. We were not, as sometimes people like to think, hey, I was just in this neutral place with God. No, we were not in a neutral standing with God. We were at odds with God. In fact, there was enmity between us and God because we were spiritually broken. We were spiritually distant because of sin. But then the angels appear in the sky with this announcement, peace has come. And the peace that they were speaking of, the peace that they proclaimed, was this coming positional peace with God. That is why Isaiah called Jesus Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. The peace that they spoke of, the peace that they proclaimed, was this positional peace with God Himself. Jesus came to reconcile us spiritually. That was his number one function and purpose, to reconcile us, to put us at peace with God. He came to remove the barrier of sin and to restore us. And it was through his death and resurrection, which we remembered and we celebrated today, that that peace was bought. That was how he justified us, how he declared us righteous by his grace. And because we are justified, we now get to stand in a position of peace with God. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, bought us peace by paying our debt on the cross. He established peace. So before peace for us becomes an experience, that we see and that we live out in the day to day, it is first our position with God in Jesus. This is the permanent standing that we have before God because of Jesus' great sacrifice. And something for us to note, and this isn't something that we just skip over, that we take lightly, is that you may not always feel peaceful. How many of you love Jesus? How many of you feel perfectly peaceful all the time in every situation that you face? Some of us, and that's good. But we might not always feel peaceful, but the truth is, and this is what I want us to capture today, is that we are at peace with God if you have chosen to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And that positional peace will not change. It will not change or leave on even your most chaotic day. That's why some could say, yes, I'm at perfect peace. That peace does not leave or change in your weakest moment or in your darkest season. Because here's the good news. That perfect peace does not rely on you. It's not built on you. It is built on Jesus. Jesus is the foundation. And so when we accept the Prince of Peace, peace forms this unshakable foundation for what we experience each and every day. Jesus is like that protection, that cleft of the rock that protects us when the storm is raging all around. So our second point today is that Jesus, who is our Prince of Peace, gives us peace in the day-to-day life. See, our positional peace with God comes first, but then we can experience peace in the day-to-day. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Don't we want perfect peace? Not a fragile peace. Not a circumstantial peace that, hey, once everything is perfect, then I can have peace. But perfect peace. It's not a when everything works out peace. I was talking to a friend earlier this week who was going through a difficult time where there was a lot of uncertainty. And what she said as she was praying and giving these requests and these needs to God is that the Spirit of God came over her, gave her perfect peace in that moment, and he said to her, "I've got you. It's all going to be okay." Perfect peace. Perfect peace. A peace that is rooted in trust. "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Trust in the goodness of God. Trust in the presence of God. Trust in the promises of God. This means that you can even experience peace in the waiting, in the uncertainty, when you don't know how things are going to work out. You can experience peace in the midst of the storm. You can have peace with the diagnosis. I remember when Tyler heard the words, "You have cancer," when we had young kids, very young kids at home. He said that he just felt this overwhelming sense of peace just blanket him, just like fall on him. And sitting in that doctor's office, he looked at his doctor and he's like, "All right. That's okay. What's next?" It was just this perfect peace. He wasn't worried. Why? Because he knew that no matter what, he was safe and secure in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We can have peace in the midst of the storm, peace in the disappointment, because the peace that God gives is not built on what is happening around you. Praise God. The peace that Jesus gives is not based in our situations or in our circumstances. The peace that we have as followers of Jesus is not merely a surface level calm, like that one artist thought he had portrayed. Hey, this perfectly still lake, that's a picture of peace. That's not merely the peace that Jesus gives us. It's not pretending that everything is fine. It's not denying our emotions or stuffing those struggles down like, "Hey, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Got Jesus. Everything's hunky-dory." No, you have Jesus. And because you have Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he is what we are rooted in. It is his peace that we can stand in, not a denial of the struggles that we face. Our peace is a deep confidence in God's goodness and his love. It is a confidence that is anchored in the victory of the cross. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said this to his disciples. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." We need to remember this verse. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you, but I do not give to you as the world gives." Why? Because the world interprets peace as things are quiet and serene, like that still, calm lake. Whereas Jesus gives peace often when there is chaos all around and he just wraps us in his peace. The world gives peace when problems disappear. Whereas Jesus gives peace even when the problems remain. And yet he says, "I'm with you. I've got you. You're not alone. Here is my peace." The world gives peace based on circumstances, but Jesus gives peace based on himself. And that is why after the resurrection, and I love this, after Jesus' gruesome death on the cross, after his resurrection, this is after the disciples had denied him, had abandoned him, had done all of the failings that they did, were freaking out, didn't know what was going to come. Jesus appears to them, and do you know what his first words to them were? "Peace be with you." And I'm sure they were looking at Jesus like, "Are you kidding me? Do you know what the last few days have been like?" But Jesus was teaching his followers that there is going to be trouble. There is going to be chaos, but you can have peace because of me. Peace is what Jesus brings to his people. Not when they have everything together, but when they need him the most. Are you desperate for the Prince of Peace to guard your hearts and your minds? Life does not always feel serene and calm. In fact, many of you may have walked into church today carrying different burdens. Perhaps there's some strife in the family. Maybe there's financial pressures or burdens or health concerns. Difficulties at work, grief, exhaustion. The Prince of Peace is here. And while he did not promise us a life without trouble, he did promise us peace within trouble. In Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, Paul says this: "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." This next part of the verse, memorize. If you have your Bibles, whether it's on an app or you've got a paper Bible, underline it, highlight it, commit it to memory, because this is the promise of God for us. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus. We embrace Jesus as the Prince of Peace through prayer. Peace is something, it's not something that we achieve, that we go about making everything perfect so we can have peace. I've tried that. It doesn't work. Peace is not something that we achieve. Peace is something that we receive from Jesus. And it's peace that passes understanding. It transcends understanding. And that just means it doesn't always make sense. Have you ever experienced that type of peace where you shouldn't have peace based on what the world says, based on what your situation is or your circumstances? Man, you shouldn't feel peace. And yet there is this peace that rests on you that only comes because you are with the Prince of Peace. Peace that transcends understanding. In Jesus, you will experience and have peace, even when the world says you shouldn't. You may feel steady, even when the ground is shaking. You can experience calm when life is anything but calm. Because peace comes from Jesus. Peace is a person, and we know his name. His name is Jesus. You do not need perfect circumstances or situations. We need Jesus because he is the Prince of Peace. So how do we live in this peace? How do we every day live in the peace that Jesus brings? First, we remember that we have peace with God. If you are a follower of Jesus, if you have chosen him as your Savior, you have peace with God. We learned that in Romans 5:1, that you are justified, you are forgiven, you are at peace with him. So remember that peace with God. Do not allow the enemy to try to pick away at you and say, oh, you really screwed up here. You messed up there. Oh, God's up there like ready to discipline. You are at peace with God in Jesus. Second thing that we can do is to fix our mind on Jesus and not on our circumstances. Fix our mind on Jesus. Don't look at the storm. Look at the horizon. Look at Jesus. Isaiah 26:3, perfect peace comes to those whose minds are steadfast. We all know that we cannot control everything around us. We can't control the situations, but we can choose to fix our mind, to fix our thoughts, our attention on Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And we can even do that for each other. How many times I've needed that voice to come in and to say, fix your eyes on Jesus. Stop looking at the storm. Look at Jesus. Fix your eyes on him. And then third, we can bring everything to God in prayer. We learn that in Philippians 4:6. Take it to God in prayer. And then the peace of Jesus will guard your heart and your mind. So remember your peace with God. Fix your eyes on Jesus and take everything to him in prayer. Tyler, would you come? As we walk through this Christmas season, I was reminded this week that for some, this season is difficult. Whether you're remembering loved ones who are no longer with you, or you've had difficulty around this time of year before, I recognize that Christmas can bring out a lot of different feelings and emotions for many. What I want us to know and what I want to encourage you with is that the Prince of Peace sees you right where you are, and he is here. You are not alone. You are seen and you are loved. Remember that Jesus came into a world that was filled with noise. It was filled with chaos and with uncertainty. There was fear. There was turmoil. That was the world that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, came into, much like the world that we are still in today. But he came as the Prince of Peace, and he is the Prince of Peace today. He is the Prince of Peace for you. He bought you positional peace with God, and he continues to give you peace in the here and the now and as you walk out every day, because his peace is eternal. Oh, isn't that good news? His peace is eternal, and it is a peace that overcomes. It is a peace that sustains, and it is a peace that endures. It is a peace that comes from Jesus, who said, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Sit in my peace. Jesus is peace. This morning, we're going to do something slightly different as we just allow the Prince of Peace to minister to us. We're going to dim the lights in here. And I just invite you to, you can remain seated. You can stand if you want. But Pastor Tyler is going to sing a song about the Prince of Peace. And I just want you to sit or stand, kneel, and allow the message of this song to just encourage you wherever you're at. Maybe today you need the Prince of Peace to visit you right now, to fill you with his peace. The Prince of Peace has come. He is here today. Sit with him. Allow his peace to wash over you. I invite you to sing the words of this song as well, but just allow Jesus to minister. If you're here today and you don't know this Jesus, you've not experienced the peace that he brings, come and talk to me. I'm going to stand over there. And I just invite you, I'd love to introduce you to Jesus, who is peace. Perhaps you just want some time to have someone else pray over you. Come and visit me. I'd love to pray with you. But let's allow the Prince of Peace to minister to us today.